And good morning. I'm your friend Scott Reed. Believe it or not, Thursday, a big show coming up at 7 o'clock. We're going to have special guests from Kemper Academy dropping by this morning to tell us about the big events going on in DeKalb. Plus, y'all be ready, Clark County. He's coming in. He's going to be telling us all about what's going on after retirement. Oh, former sheriff of Clark County, Todd Kemp, will be joining us this morning. I hope you'll listen for that. One of the best spokesmen that Clark County ever had. He'll be joining us live at 7 as well as we get this day underway. Slight chance of showers today, about a 20% chance. We'll get into the 80s once again. There is rain forecasted Saturday, so we'll watch that. Hopefully it'll hold off for everybody's events that they've got going on in the outdoors to pass and everybody get to do what they need to. We'll see. That's coming up this weekend. Odie's in the house. We're ready for this big show as we begin it. But first, we're going to tell you about some headlines that are happening across the nation, things that affect you. What happens in this state can very well happen where we are. We'll tell you all about that next. Right now, let's go to Collinsville and start this day out with a message. Well, it's from the good Lord up above. Let's go join the Collinsville First Baptist Church.
Do you ever wish that you could see God? Boy, I do. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if God manifested himself right here in this place? Now, it would certainly be overwhelming and scary at first, but I believe that would soon give way to wonder and amazement and joy. Now, the Bible promises that one day...
Our youngest daughter looks just like me. Since the day she was born, people have been pointing this out to the both of us. When she was little, people would say if she ever got lost, they would know exactly who to bring her to. The comparisons continue to this day, and we have a lot of fun with it. John said in 1 John 4:13, we know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. As believers, we don't look like God, but as we come to know God through his Son, Jesus Christ, we know that we live in him and he in us because we have his Spirit in us. I don't know how God does this, but God lives in us through His Spirit. What does that mean for us? Because God lives in us, He is producing His own character traits in our lives. Those traits of righteousness, holiness, love, and mercy. Believers are being conformed more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. John goes on to say in verse 15, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. This still doesn't tell us how God does this, but it does tell us when He does it. When we acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and believe in Him for salvation, God comes to live in us. My prayer is for anyone watching today who has not acknowledged God in this way. I invite you to do so. When this happens, you can know that you live in God and that God lives in you because He will give you His Spirit. Change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. And welcome back. Now that I'm aware of what day of the week it is, I thought I had Thursday ready. My apologies on that. I hope you enjoyed that message. Brother Prawl brought that to us this morning. Party 25 before the hour as we begin this early Thursday, and I do hope you've got a smile, no matter where you're watching from, and we get views from all over the place, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of y'all. As we think back last year, y'all remember this? It was like a thief in the night. Well, that's exactly what it was. Toronto, as we go there to take a look, do you remember the gold that was stolen? They finally made an arrest there. 9 people have been arrested at an airport that stole in U.S. dollars, it was $14 million. Canada, it was worth $20 million. It's a lot of cash, gold rather, that was stolen, 9 arrests, and only a fraction has been recovered. We'll wait and see what becomes of that here in the long run. We often, and I bring this up, that Me Too movement, as we saw a lot of men who were accused of doing things from years and years before, this kind of falls into that. Trevor Bauer, he's a Major League Baseball player. He was accused by a woman. Turns out she's being now charged with trying to defraud him. Everything that she said was not true. He's countersuing her now. And I think he should. That happened a lot. I always remember when things like this come out, whole get the whole truth, not part of it. There's a lot of folks that want to hurt others just by doing it. Odie, I don't know if you saw this, but I saw it. My wife showed it to me, and I rolled in the floor. It was that funny. It was like somebody from Saturday Night Live finally gets it that it's okay to do something funny without it being political or picking on someone. This past week, they did a Beavis and Butthead skit. Did you see it, Odie?
No.
It's a guy they're interviewing, and he keeps going, well, that dude in the background looks like Beavis. And they go, who? They're acting like they don't know who Beavis and Butthead. It is hilarious. If you get a chance, the lady that played the part said that she couldn't hold it, and she did lose it during the skit. She fell apart there.
And got anxiety.
Sure did.
Oh.
It was funny. So there you go. All right, as we keep looking at this, and forgiveness is what everything is about. As we go here to take a look at what happened to a bishop in another country, he got stabbed. He is forgiven, the person, he says. Never forget, but forgive. That's the good Lord's way of... Well, that's a toughie. Do y'all realize it? We always say that, forgive others that do unto you. But boy, think about that. Getting hurt by someone, he did the right thing, but never forget.
God said if we don't forgive them, he won't forgive us.
That's right. You've got to forgive. Sometimes that's a tough hill to climb.
Nowhere does it say
sure
we
is.
Gotta forget.
Let's see what else. Yeah, he did not say we ain't got to forget. Thank heavens there. Here's an odd story. And I read it, and I've read it several times. I scratch my head over it. A father who was 57 called home, said, hey, I've had too much to drink. The wife sends the son to pick him up in a cab. Halfway home, he calls mom, says, I'm on the way with her. And she goes, don't bring that drunk home. Well, he stops the cab, gets out, and drowns his daddy in a pond. Said he was trying to get the demon out of him. 19 at the time when he'd done this to his father. That, things like this happen. It's shocking that... Uh-huh. Kanye, and as we all know, this man has to have some issues going on. He punched someone not long ago because, well, they tried to inappropriately touch his wife. Now, let's all back up and take the big picture of what I'm telling you. Here's a man that parades his wife to where there's absolutely nothing to the imagination. Nothing.
Or completely covered in bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. She's worn that also. But supposedly the man tried to touch her. He hits him, and he is now being charged for a battery, and he's mad about it. Says that he shouldn't be charged with that. Not taking sides. I'm just telling you what L.A. has done with that one there. Oh, we won't even get into that one. Let's see here. Something to consider here, 911, as we're celebrating Telecommunications Week this week. We've had several states, several yesterday, that the 911 communications went down, went out. It took them several hours to get it back. They're not telling what happened. It's kind of like several other things that have happened over the last, 6 months. Things go down. They don't work. I'm including a lot of the social media platforms. It was a telephone company that had an outage. It's been several things. What is going on behind the scenes that Americans aren't being told what is going on? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It's something there. I hope we don't find out the hard way what it is. Cut communication, you cut power, you've got a problem in the U.S. of A., and we all know that. Coming up, we're going to get into that weather forecast to find out exactly how it's going to be today. I'll give you a hint, it's going to be about 84 today. Stand by, we'll be right back with all that. Coming up.
The Preserve at Meridian is the premier senior living community in the Meridian area, offering independent living cottages, assisted living, and maintain their independence and pursue an engaging lifestyle with a robust activities calendar, personalized care programs, wellness activities, restaurant-style dining, and much more. Call or visit us online today at preserveatmeridian.com to schedule your personal tour.
And welcome back. Let's get further into that forecast this morning so you'll know what to expect today.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
All right, as we go back for those record highs and record lows, it was 2006. We had a nice day, 92 way back when. Our coldest right before the Y2K movement hit. It was 33 on this day back in 1999. Oh, don't act like you don't remember all that. Serious there as we were getting near 2000. Everybody was selling everything, protection.
So you saw 33 degrees on there and you cut your heater off?
I turned my heater off. It got warm up in here. I'm cold-natured, okay? Somebody had the air down to like 40 up in here. It's 84 expected today as we see that rain showers will be heavier to the north as we get into the Philadelphia areas. We get on toward Columbus, more chances of rain in those areas. Now, as we go to Alabama, we'll see that Tuscaloosa could see 85, even Birmingham tapping out at 86 today. Nice weather there, even 84 over at Auburn there. Chance of a mist or shower there. We'll stay on top of it there. As we see that the risk of severe weather later this afternoon is going to be late this evening into tonight. That line in northern Neshoba County, taking in a little bit there of Talon through Winston County and Noxubee County, is a severe one risk, is what we're showing right now. Should this worsen, drop down any, we'll be on top of it to let you know how it turns out. But at this point, mostly severe storms are possible and some damaging wind gusts. And again, it's going to be north of Philadelphia. We'd put this at about Burnside Park and go northward with that. We'll look at the radar before we close out this morning to show you exact locations here in just a moment. As we look at this, now don't forget fog. It is everywhere, especially to the south of here as we look at this through 9 a.m. today. Boy, fog. Some places would be about a quarter visibility. As we look at this, warmer weather out in northern Texas as we see it making its way across the Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama area there. Our seven-day forecast, what does it call for? Let's go back up and take a look at this. As we see 84 today, 20% chance of showers. Now, we've got this slight chance going on now, and then it'll kind of back off, and then another chance coming in after 4 o'clock this afternoon. As we see tomorrow ends with a 86 for a high and 20% chance of rain, fog again in the morning. And by Saturday, it increases to 50% and then definitely rain comes Sunday with an 80% chance of you getting wet if you go out on Sunday. As we go back to work on Monday, it balances out. The rain moves out and we should hit 73 as the temperatures slowly climb back into the 80s. By Wednesday, we're at 84. As we go for another week and go all the way through May the 2nd, we don't get out of the 80s at all. By the 25th, we're at 80, and through the 2nd of May, we're sitting at about 85. We're going to be pushing 90 before we know it, aren't we? That's through the May the 2nd there as we get closer and closer to summer. What's happening with the fishing calendar today? We go to Chet's Paint and Body. Let's see what Chet has to tell us today. Looks like perfect fishing weather today around 9 o'clock. Should be good through 11. We could call it 9:30 to 11:30, roughly along in those areas. It'll be after dark before you get that next major time, but your next slight chance of good fishing would be about 2:30 this afternoon through 4:30. Look at the wind. We don't have those gusts today. South wind 5 to 10, so getting better all the time. A lot going on as we get ready for the morning show. Sheriff Todd Kemp will be in just a little bit. We'll find out what he's got going on. We'll also find out several things that are going on in the community we need you to take part of. Keith Doggett's in. Also, we'll find out from Kemper Academy. They're going to drop by this morning as well. Who knows what else will go on. Visit us. It starts at 7. Don't miss out on it. Scotty Ray and Odie and, well, all the gang right here at the Scotty Ray Report.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.